My wife and I enjoy your programs each week, the music and the singing. We'd like to have your book of the month. The things I've been doing all my life, I'm now losing interest in, such as smoking, drinking, and horse racing. After seeing your February program, I got a cigar box. This is the method I use in accumulating this money. I like the idea of tithe in a cigar box, don't you? And I intend to continue this because I have just as much as I would have had, plus this satisfaction. Now, he's been watching our programs. He knows we're Adventists. And here's what he writes. I know there is only one church that I will ever acknowledge. Until I'm capable of being an honor to that faith, I will not pretend. But I realize, Pastor, that I don't have much time to make up my mind as to what I want to be or hope to be. Another request. I am in earnest. I want to forget the life I've lived. Never what anyone would say bad, but far from being a Christian. I want to become a good man who will be acceptable to God. And so I beg of you your prayers. With sincere good wishes, respectfully yours. Isn't that a wonderful letter? Indicative of scores that we receive, scores and scores like that each week. Listen to this letter that came to us also after the same program, which we repeated this summer. This letter comes from out in the Midwest. It's on the stationery of the National Supreme Council of Masons. The man who writes it is a 33rd degree Mason. He's the grand commander of the Victor group he's with. The letter is somewhat of a conundrum to me, because the man's name is Fitzpatrick and he addresses me as Dear Father. But he writes, incidentally, you might be interested, we got a letter not too long ago addressed Dear Father and Mrs. Fagel. I felt that was different. Your telecast last Sunday was very inspiring, and I have decided to see to it that 1/10 of my earnings shall be returned to the Lord. Please send me your free Bible course and the book that you mentioned. I shall not forget you with my donations in the future. One more. On May 31st, 1951, my husband and I enrolled in your free Bible correspondence course. At the time, we were both staunch Roman Catholics, but in spite of this, we found ourselves hurrying home from Mass in order to see Faith for Today. In August, my husband saw an advertisement in the newspaper of a Seventh-day Adventist meeting, everyone welcome. Since we just moved into that neighborhood, we attended that meeting. And then a Bible teacher began calling in our home and studying and praying with us. After a time, we found ourselves attending church on the Sabbath and trying to keep Sunday, too. In April 1952, that's just 3-4 months ago, my husband and I were baptized as Seventh-day Adventists by Pastor W.W. White in Hinsdale, Illinois. We want to tell you how happy we are for your help, Pastor Fagel, that started us on the right road. And above all, we only wish everyone knew how fine and happy Adventists are. We learned to love them long before we ever dreamed of becoming one ourselves. Thank you from the depths of our hearts. We could read you many, many more like that, for we get them all the time that bring courage to our hearts. Incidentally, the man whose letter I read you earlier was from Chicago as well. And the Lord has been very good to us in reaching many, many others in cities all around the country from coast to coast. Well, we want you to pray that the Lord will bless the work as it goes on, that whatever His will for the future may be, that we might be able to do it. God has been wonderfully good to us. We have enrolled one of the governors of one of the states in our Bible correspondence course. He's a regular listener to Faith for Today. We've enrolled people from every walk of life in our Bible correspondence course. We've discovered that the program is meeting with approval. Just yesterday, one of the young ladies who was going to be on the program tomorrow told us how she had to go to her employers and tell them that she was having to be off early Thursday afternoon for a rehearsal with us. And they asked her why, and she told them about the television program. The word got around in her office. She works in one of the large banks in New York City. The word got around the office that Millie was going to be on the program Sunday, and they all came around and talked to her. They said, "What program is it that you're going to be on television?" And she told them Faith for Today. And she said, "You know, I was astounded at what I heard, because person after person said, 'I watch that program.' One lady said, 'My father sits glued in front of the television set Sunday at around noon, waiting for Faith for Today.' And then one of the vice presidents of the bank came to her and he said, 'I watch that program every Sunday and I find it very, very interesting and inspiring.' And so wherever we go, among those who are high and those who are low, the program is catching on and God is richly blessing it. We want you to pray that God will continue to bless it as we go forward. We're journeying back to New York just as quickly as we can get started from this meeting tonight for the program tomorrow. Tomorrow's our first live telecast of the new fall season. We want you to pray that tomorrow we'll be able to do our best. And as we present the wonderful truth of the second coming of Jesus Christ again, in a new way, presenting it from the lever of all things, flying saucers tomorrow, we want you to pray that God will help us to be able to present it in a way that folks will grasp it and find their way into the kingdom. The quartet's going to sing for you again. I want you to notice also another addition to our staff who's being a real blessing to us. Our new organist, Brother Melvin West, is at the organ tonight.
We're deeply indebted to Mr. Wayne Hooper for the next song that we sing for you. Of course, you know him as the arranger and baritone of the King's Heralds Quartet. The song tells about the care of the angels over each one of us, both night and day.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Day is dying in the west, angels watching over me, my Lord. Ask my Lord to give me rest, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. In the morning when I rise, angels watching over me, my Lord. Lift my head up to the skies, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Angels watching over me.
Now another spiritual of quite a different sort, the message of which should ring clearly in all of our hearts here assembled at this Bible Doctrines Conference. It's a good admonition. Steal away. Steal away to Jesus.
Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. Find God long to my soul. I ain't got long to stay.
Steal away.
I ain't got long to steal away.
I just want to say, Brother Fagel, there's one member of your staff that is not here tonight that all of us miss very much. And we want you to convey to her when you get back how much we miss her and how sorry we are you didn't bring her. And that's Mrs. Father Fagel. I think all of us are inspired as we have heard these reports and as we've listened to these songs. There's something that you and I can do about these programs. You know what reason we are on television, the reason we have all of these avenues of evangelism is to get results. And there's one city that has the largest ratio of listening audience, and that's Philadelphia. And I believe that one reason, and I don't hesitate to say it, is because right from the start, I remember they went out to get people to listen to Faith for Today. Now, the follow-up work and telling your neighbors and friends and getting people to look and getting people to send in for their lessons and encouraging folk is the secret of success after the program is on the air. Remember that without somebody in the infantry, the Air Force, is wasting a great deal of ammunition. I know that up and down my street where we live, folk have television sets. I have neighbors that probably have never been in the Sligo Church, never been in any Seventh-day Adventist church. I went across the street and spoke to my neighbor one day and I said, you know, my TV isn't working very well. I wouldn't want to miss Faith for Today. I wonder if I could watch it with you. He said, why, certainly. And there he sat, smoking his cigar, watching Faith for Today. I got him started on Faith for Today by going over to help him initiate his set. And then I talked with one of the famous producers, or I shouldn't say producers, but stars, on one of the TV programs in Washington, D.C. She is on 3 or 4 times a week. And I met her the other day, and she said, I've watched Faith for Today, and you have a beautiful program. And then another neighbor expressed how much they appreciate Faith for Today. So there are 3 neighbors close to me that have an evangelistic opportunity on Sundays to view Faith for Today. Now, if you and I would up and down the streets on which we live, would look at the antennas and then go in there and ask them if they ever listen to Faith for Today. Try it sometime. And write to Faith for Today and ask for some logs and give them a television log. Tell them that they're missing the program. If you do that, you would double the audience in the cities in which you live. You would triple the audience in the cities in which you live. Because we have learned from promotion that wherever you promote and wherever you tell the story and wherever you get folk to believe your story, that's where your story has its greatest effect. Now, television is a medium, dear friends, that's going to be around the world. When I was in Japan the other day, they're inaugurating television shortly, and we already spoke for time. Brother Armstrong is anxious for that Far Eastern Division to take advantage of all these developments. It wouldn't surprise me, Brother Fagel, but what one of our first programs that we would introduce over there would be our English faith for today until we get started and have a Japanese program itself. I was privileged a year or two ago to be in Cairo the very night that they had the first television on King Farouk's wedding. And I was in the studio and I was guest of Husna Bey McGee, the head of the Egyptian broadcast. And I believe someday we'll have television over the deserts of the Middle East. And when I was in Australia, they were talking about television coming into those metropolitan areas. And I believe the day is not far distant when we'll be on television in Australia. And so in South America and Inter-America, and I see some of my good brethren from the Scandinavian world smiling. We haven't made too much headway in radio there. Maybe we'll get on over there in television when they get it in Scandinavia. And so it is, dear brethren and sisters, it's a story of results. And Brother Fagel, I think you have a few more gray hairs since you were on television. It's a struggle. It's a hard job. It's a young man's job because it takes all the energy and that a young man has. It takes all the energy that you and I can possibly put together. If we are a performer on television, you ask the folk that go up and are performers. And just think of Brother Fagel and Dr. Giddings that are preparing these programs from week to week. They need our prayers. And after you've prayed, and after they've been on the air, just remember that they need you to go from door to door and tell people to tune in and to send these logs around the story. Well, now, we have something at this time. You see the usher standing at the back of the room. Brother Reebok, the secretary of the Bible Conference, said, "Faith for today may not need an offering tonight, but the Bible Conference does." And of course, we thought we could have an Adventist meeting without an offering once. So we decided that we would cooperate and have the offering. Now tonight, your heart has been stirred with faith for today. Now, whatever offering you were stirred to give for Faith for Today, you put it in this pocket and send it to Faith for Today tomorrow. Now, whatever you were going to give in the offering tonight to help the Bible Conference, as we believe the Bible Conference must pay its way and the expenses are here, well, you give liberally because this great expense must be met. So the ushers bow their heads while we ask God's blessings. Heavenly Father, bless each one of us as we support thy cause in our prayers and in our gifts in the various channels of the organization. And now tonight we pray bless the offering as it goes toward defraying the expenses of this great program of the Bible Conference that is strengthening thy ministers, thy workers, to be better workmen for thee. Bless this offering for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now I'm wondering while we're taking up this offering, how many would like to hear the quartet sing? Why, that's a beautiful quartet. It's singing better all the time. Oh yeah, Brother Waldy says the address for Faith for Today is Box 8, New York 8. Write it down. How about a number? Fine. Thank you.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder, soldier of the
to serve him, soldier of the cross.
Amen.
We're just consulting here on whether or not we ought to ask the quartet to sing Ezekiel Saw the Wheel way up in the middle of the air. We think we'd like to ask them to do that.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel
way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
The big wheel run by faith, and the little wheel run by the grace of God.
A little wheel in a wheel way in the middle of the air.
Well, my brother, how you walk on the cross.
Way in the middle of the air.
Your foot might slip and your soul get lost.
Way in the middle of the air.
Oh, Satan wears a club for two.
Way in the middle of the air.
If you don't mind, you'll slip it on you.
Way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel
way
in
the
middle
of the
air.
The big wheel run by
the big wheel run by the little wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel and a wheel way in the middle of the air.
Some go to church for to sing and shout.
Some go to church for to sing and shout.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah.
Before 6 months, days all turned out.
Way in the middle of the air.
Doom-a-looma, 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 doom-a-looma.
Ezekiel's on the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel's on the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel's on the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel's on the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel's on the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel's on the wheel.
Elder Shell, the home missionary secretary of the Potomac Conference, stopped me on the sidewalk the other day, and he said I was down and baptized a family that had been watching Faith for Today and sent in for the lessons. And he said there was a little boy. In fact, it seemed as if this family were living in the estate of some wealthy folk, and they were at a dinner by these folk on Sunday where they served pork. And of course, they had been baptized and they knew the stand on health reform. And so this little fellow, when the dish went past him and the aroma of that familiar fragrance had passed him, he looked at his mother and he said, "Mommy, are you really sure that pork doesn't come off a cow?" He wanted to make sure. Well, now we could listen to the stories of Faith for Today all evening. And at this time, we're going to ask the ushers to turn out the lights, and we'll give you the opportunity, or we'll have the lights out after the folk are off the platform, however, we'll give you the opportunity to witness one of the typical telecasts. Now remember, the kinescope is not as good as a live production, and certain qualities are lost in a kinescope at its best. But kinescopes are improving from year to year. And we have this one on tithing that went over very well, and it was the second one on tithing, and I trust that all of you are going to appreciate it. And I know that you will forgive the Faith for Today staff If they start out for New York, but they must get there tonight in order to be ready for rehearsal tomorrow. So thank you, and we'll have an announcement at the close of this program. It's very important to you.
Faith for today. We invite you to join Pastor William A. Bagel.